Case number 10,762, Sierra Costello, southwest of Route 54, northeast of Roosevelt Avenue, being lot 17 within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Sarah Costello, 699 Goose Neck Drive, Lititz, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm here this evening to apply for a 5-foot variance for the front, or I'm sorry, the side and rear setback lines at my property at 38791 Roosevelt Avenue in Cape Windsor. The reason for doing so is the fact that the lot sizes are extremely small in that community, and it's hard to build upon that area. Okay. So the home that was on the property existing that was taken away was encroaching upon those areas as well, which they had a variance also.
Okay.
So that is a new home you put in there?
I'm sorry, sir?
The new home you just put in?
Yes. Well, it will be a new home, yes.
Oh, it will be.
It's not there yet.
Okay. You're going in the same footprints.
Well, we're asking for a 5-foot variance from the side and the rear before we start building. There was a home that was there before, yes, that already encroached upon those areas and had a variance, yes.
Okay. I just want to ask you, is one of the same footprints the other home's going on?
Well, you know, I have the plot plan of the one that was there, and it's very similar. Yes, we're doing the front and the side and the back pretty much in that same.
Same.
Pretty,
same,
yes.
Same area.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No, there has not. There has not.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one. Okay, would you like to come forward, ma'am? You can sit down right up front, ma'am. Okay. Let's get 8 in favor and 1 in opposition.
Okay. Name and address.
Kathy King, Sakota, 101 Kingsbridge Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Can you spell that for her, please? Last name.
C-I-K-O-T-A.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to go on record as being a long-time resident, part-time resident, and long-time since 1977 of this community that we're talking about here. When Ms. Costello speaks to the smallness of the properties there, they are in fact very short in size. And I don't know, do you have the measurements? Because I can give them to you. And what happens with this construction that they're talking about, this new construction, I have witnessed firsthand that when she speaks to it will be about the same, that this is not correct. When this development was started by Mr. John Tate back in 1976, it was designed as a mobile home park. The houses were not legally houses or deeded as such. They were deeded as mobile homes. They were allowed to be 15 feet tall.
Ma'am, excuse me for interrupting you, but what is your...
My point is, my objection is to the variance that she wants to build a larger structure than should be put on the place, and that's the reason for the variance, and that she is stating... and as the gentleman so clearly, Mr. Mills was saying before, that it would, in order for her to obtain this variance, she would have to be able to say that it doesn't impact on the community. It does. She and her husband are builders who have greatly impacted on our community. I would ask any members of this board, with due respect, have you seen the properties here lately? We are talking about going from a single wide trailer of not even 15 feet high to a building that is roughly going to be 25 feet by 40 feet, 45 feet high by an extension that is, and we are on the watershed. We are on Assawoman Bay, and the property that she's talking about goes out to, it's a canal that goes out to Assawoman Bay, goes out from there, can lead to the Atlantic Ocean, and then also Assateague and so forth. These are infringing on the greens of the environment. And I am in opposition to constantly allowing these variances of 5 feet here and 5 feet there. When your properties are only 50 feet wide, 5 feet is considerable.
Where's your property in relation to hers?
My property that I am speaking to care for, I live in one place, but my property is 38868 Grant Avenue.
You live?
I am here speaking on behalf of my 87-year-old father, who is deeded that property for over 30 years.
Is that across the street?
Is it across the street from it, or side it, or?
It is.
Across the lagoon.
If you're looking at it, it's across the canal.
Okay.
But they're all affected because you're probably talking within. It's within half a football field of viewing of it.
You live on Grant?
I do.
Grant?
My father does, yes. He's a permanent resident there. Yes, sir. And there is a concern of many of the neighbors that what was intended for this area to be. And across from this canal is more part of the Assawoman Bay. Roosevelt has a distinct nature, the street, where it is a street that goes right into the wetlands. So these houses have encroached on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have some questions for Ms. Costello.
Sure. Ma'am?
In your drawing, it appears that there's some shading around that side that is encroaching. Is that decking?
Is that the what? I'm sorry.
Is that decking? How wide is that?
No, no, it isn't decking. I mean, what you see depicted on the plan is actually the structure of the house.
Okay.
And I can show you, that would be inclusive of the house. So it would be a decking.
Okay.
But it does go to that spot, yes. Now I can show you.
Is that first floor decking?
It will be on the one side. There would be no decking.
Okay.
On the front and side, it would have decking from the second and third floors. Yes.
Okay. I think what the lady in opposition is suggesting is that she doesn't have necessarily the luxury of knowing what the standards for granting a variance are. However, you were given those with your application, so can you address those standards for us?
Well, I don't feel that we are doing anything. Actually, most of the homes, if not all, have encroached. If you go to the properties now, the mobile homes that she's referring to go right up to actually the front street. I mean, they pretty much sit right on the road. These homes are kept back at least 15 feet, so they're kept further back than what they are now. And we've always, conformed to the height restrictions in our area. So it's not that we're doing something that's...
The height is not a question here.
Are
you familiar with the standards?
I heard you speaking of those earlier, and as far as why we are thinking...
I'd like to address those. If you could bring that back to me when you're finished, please.
As far as the the uniqueness, the physical restraints of the lots being rather small to be able to build a home on there would be why I would be saying that. And we're not asking to do anything differently or out of the ordinary as to what is going on in the neighborhood. We are not the only builder in the neighborhood. There are quite a few homes that are being built and redone, and quite frankly, not too many trailers. And even the homes that are coming back in are prefab homes that are 2 to 3 stories. So we're not in any, we're actually in compliance with what's happening in the neighborhood, the trend that's going on in there. I understand that there have been people that have lived there for a long, long time, but in those homes sometimes can't be saved anymore. I mean, they just, they're in disrepair and disarray, and they must be taken out. And quite frankly, I couldn't very well put back the same structure and expect to, in our economy today, to I mean, it just would not be a wise choice for us to do. And we are asking for the minimal amount of 5 feet on those two sides. I don't know, is there anything else that I...
There's 5 standards, and you have to convince us that you meet all 5.
Goes to Jenny.
The character of the neighborhood is, it is on the waterfront. We feel that what we're building is aesthetically pleasing with our open decks and things to be able to view. And when you come up to the home, it does look like a home that should be on the water. It's beautiful properties. I mean, we're certainly approached quite frequently by neighbors, and just more so as a thank you for putting these homes. I mean, they're, you know, I think that we are actually improving the neighborhood with our properties. I think that's about all I have. Unless you have another question for me, I think
the middle standard. Can you address that?
The middle, not created by the applicant?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did not create the lot sizes, so therefore we're trying to work with what we have there, and that's why I'm asking for a variance. I wasn't the developer initially. Obviously, those plots were already deemed what they are.
Okay.
And I want to point out, too, that we do have approval from our homeowners association in regards to this, which...
Really, yeah.
Well, the only reason I'm stating that is so that it's not, I mean, yes, I see that there was an opposition, but in regards to the general, they are viewed upon favorably.
The house is 34 feet wide?
Yes, it is.
So something less than 34 feet can't be built?
Well, can't be built, I think, would not be, I mean, can it be built? Possibly, but would it be, you know, when you get smaller like that, you end up having these not aesthetically pleasing looking buildings, because then they become like these little narrow houses that seem too tall. So overall, it just actually, I would think, would detract away from the appearance of it, actually. Cause it,
okay.
Yeah.
How tall would the house be?
I'm sorry?
How tall would the house be as you have planned?
Well, it'll be a 3-story home, but we meet the requirements of the height restrictions. We do not exceed those. It was approved that way.
Which is 42.
Way.
Mm-hmm. 42.
So how many square feet will this house be?
They're approximately 4,200 square feet.
On a 50 by 100, less than 100 watt lot?
Well, it's a 3-story house, so yes, that's okay. Correct.
Thank you.
I mean, what size home was in there before?
The existing home, I have the plot of what it was, but I personally did not see the home. But I do, I have, I can show you the plot plan of what was there before. And you can, actually, if you look at the one that was there before and you look at the one that we're proposing to do, there's really not much difference to it. And actually, it looks like they even went on the side more so with a decking that was put there.
Was it a 3-story?
No, it was not, I'm sure.
3-story.
Was it a single or a 2-story? Yeah, I can't. I know it wasn't a 3-story, but I can't say if it was a single or a second because I didn't see it.
So you just bought this piece of property?
Yes, sir.
How many homes have you developed in Cape Windsor and have requested variances?
My husband would be a better one to. Three homes, sir.
Right.
May I show you the old property that was on there so you can kind of see what...
This one. They have that.
They have that.
Is there any other three-story homes around there?
Yes, there are. Yes. There are quite a few.
Quite a few.
Pretty much the homes that are going in are of that variety, and not ourselves inclusive. I mean, inclusive of everyone that's building homes. They are moving towards that direction.
That's true.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to point out, she says she needed a front or side and rear. And she does need a rear, but it was not put on the application.
Okay.
Needs a rear of how many?
5 feet.
Needs a 5 foot variance on the rear that was not advertised.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Do you want to? Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make sure that you are aware of the type of property we're talking about. I also would like it to do respectfully go on record that the houses she's talking about doing, several of these people have managed to build houses to come to you, not come to you for a variance. The reason for the variance is she's wanting to build the massive amount of house on a small lot. This 4,200 square feet, I can tell you my father has a 24 wide, double wide, there's plenty of room, three bedrooms, two bathroom house, one floor plan. We've got approximately 1,000 square feet. So you're talking about a mammoth amount of house on a property lot. I'd like to address to you and share with you where we're talking about Cape Windsor, if I may be. I'm not exactly sure on her exactly property line, but I know where I am. And we're talking about right along here, if I may. We're talking about right along here, where it goes to open space. And what I'm mainly here for is, in all due respect to the group, is where the variances that have been allowed in the past, the houses that have been allowed, there's two or three neighbors on the street that have not gone for variances or needed to, or were not as detrimental as this one is going to allow. And I'd like to put a halt on that and get you really aware of the environment and the encompassing. Also, it needs to be noted, these people do not live in Delaware. They are not Delawareans.
Go there. I'm not going to go there. Allow that.
Okay, I thought we were all here to protect the environment.
But I don't think
so that's my issue on that, because they're not building a home for themselves. And so when they say it doesn't...
That's irrelevant to the case.
Doesn't it count to the case of the why it would be important?
It matters if somebody from Mars wanted to build a house. It has
property
to be
owners
with the zoning.
Property owner's a property owner.
Period.
Okay, and may I ask one other question? When she speaks to the issue of the back of the property, is that the water side variance or the street side? I'd like to know.
Okay.
The
lagoon.
Be the lagoon.
Mr. Chairman, we've been through the people twice. I think that's enough for,
yes, ma'am,
for a hearing.
I just wanted to apologize for not putting that 5 foot in the back, and I will take that away.
That's not your fault. That wasn't your fault.
But we can do away with that if that would make things easier to not have to go through it again. So we would just be asking them for the one side. That's fine.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All righty. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we table case number 10762 until our next regular meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10762 until our next regular meeting, which will be on March the 7th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay, case number 10763, Dave Costello, southwest of Route 54, Northwest Green Avenue, being lot 31 within Cape Winter Development.
Name and address.
David Costello, 699 Gooseneck Drive, Lititz, Pennsylvania, 17523.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.